Okay. Right, well, Vajratar asked me if I'd give a talk and said that I had to talk about my experience of the Dharma as a young person or talk about what I thought would inspire young people in the Dharma. And I just thought, I don't know. So, young people are all different. Just because I think this is inspiring, why would anyone else think this was inspiring? But then when I actually reflected on it, I thought, well, actually, there is something. My experience of practice of being a young person in the Dharma has been characterised by one thing, really, and that's sort of a real sense of urgency about practice and about Dharma life. So I thought I might just talk about that a bit and maybe draw out a few points about urgency and the need for us as young people to really engage with the urgency of spiritual life. And the way I'm going to do this is by talking about three things that I think might get in the way of the sense of urgency in the spiritual life. And then hopefully by doing that, it will become obvious why it's important as I explore that. So, the first one of these is, I've called it, the tendency to abdicate responsibility. So, I quite often hear people say things like, why don't they do this at the centre? Or, it would be much better if they did this here. Sort of, and when I hear that kind of thing, it sort of sets alarm bells ringing, and I just think, oh, this thing's happening, and this is, it's just an inability to take responsibility for what's happening around the centre and in the Sangha. And I put this first because actually I've experienced this quite a lot. As a young person, wanting to do something around the centre, but not feeling like I had the age or the experience, not being ordained, didn't feel like I could do anything. I thought, well, I've got to sit around and get ordained and then I can do stuff. And I really felt this I called it sense of impotency around the centre. And there's a problem with this kind of view, I think. And the problem with it really is that when you fail to take responsibility for things that are going around the centre, you put it onto other people. So you expect other people to pick it up and sort everything else out. And there's sort of a secret view that there's somebody else in charge who should be sorting everything else out, when that's just not how it is. So obviously that causes problems in Sangha relationships, because you're going to end up blaming and resenting the people who aren't fulfilling your expectations. But I think there's a bigger problem there, and I think the problem is that it shows a lack of understanding about the nature of Sangha, actually, which is just that it's a network of spiritual friendships, and that's all it is, really. That's all the movement is, and we're part of that movement. And so if something needs doing around the Sangha, around the centre, then we should take responsibility for that. And if we can, if we see something that needs doing, we should think about doing it ourselves, even though we're young and probably quite inexperienced Dharma practitioners. And I've got a few examples of this kind of thing around the Sheffield Sangha, where we're quite fortunate to have a lot of young people relative to the rest of the movement, I think. So one thing, Mike, who's here, thought it would be good if the Sangha started going out on trips to the theatre and to concerts together, so he just started organising that, and now that's quite a regular event. Somebody else thought it might be quite nice if the Sangha went on walks to the Peak District regularly, so they set that up, and now that runs regularly, I think every month. Personally, I was whinging quite a lot about the lack of a women's community, the lack of any right livelihood businesses apart from Evolution, so in the end I stopped whinging about that and helped to set them up instead. And that's really helped, actually. I no longer feel that sense of impotency because of action. So I think that's a really important point. And I think as young people, I think it's important to make that point. So don't be afraid to try new things. Just because things work in a particular way around the Sangha or in the movement, because they've always worked like that, it doesn't mean they always have to be like that. You know, we can have a big role in exploring. You know, the movement is very, very young. And we're young, and there's loads of stuff we could do, particularly around the areas of community living, right livelihood businesses, and building Sangha. I think there's a load of potential there that we could explore, and as young people, we might be just the people to do that, I think, because we've got the energy, like Rajatara was saying. We've probably got less responsibilities, and hopefully we've got a lot of enthusiasm, which is the main thing, really. And I just want to briefly mention Dharma economy. I couldn't really fit it into the talk, so I'm sort of shoehorning it in because I think it's so important. At Sheffield Buddhist Centre, we do have Dharma economy, where everything's run on a Dharma basis. And I have to say that if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be at the centre, because I just haven't had any money. I've been on benefits for a few years. And the same with Tara Loka as well. I wouldn't have been able to go on retreat, really. So if you agree that that's a really important thing for young people, which I really think it is, then really reflect on that and see. Think about what you could do to help that become a reality in more centres across the world, really, but from your own centres, because I just think that's a really important point that I wanted to get in. So Sangharakshita's got this beautiful image for the order and the movement, which Vajratara talks about, which is Avalokiteshvara, where we're all a separate arm, we're all a separate hand, and we've all got our own skills and qualities. And the great thing about this image is that they're all as important as each other. So whatever you've got to contribute, that's just as important as what everyone else has got to contribute. And that's just a really inspiring image. And I want to quote something that from a talk that Padma Vajra gave called Contemplating the Bodhicitta. It's great. Let's make no mistake why we have an order. We are not a Buddhist club. We are not even involved in this movement so that we can have good conditions in which to practice. That is far too narrow a view. We are a community in which we are creating the conditions for the bodhicitta to descend or erupt for the benefit of all beings. So it's not about us, it's not about the centre, it's not even about the movement, it's about all beings. So really, if you see something that can be done, really go for it, and don't worry about your age, don't worry about lack of experience, just go for it, because really it's about all beings and we need to take part in that. Okay, so the second point I want to make is what we can sometimes... what I've called tendency to apathy or complacency. So even though we know about impermanence, we don't really know about impermanence. And I hear a lot of people putting off practice. I mean, I do this too. Everyone does it, and it's not just young people. I mean, quite often I hear people say, well, when I retire, I'll really start to practice. I always think, oh, goodness me. but I think as young people, we could really come a cropper with this one, because we, you know, if we're sort of our 20s or 30s, we've potentially got, hopefully, 50, 60, 70 more years. 50, 60 or 70 more years to practice. And we want to just put it off a bit, have a bit of fun. But we are really fragile beings. And just reflect on how many conditions need to come into being every time we breathe in and out, every time our heart beats, just to be alive. And they could just vanish just like that. And that's it. We've lost our chance. Even if we're alive, we assume we're going to have the freedom to practice. Shanti Deva says, when shall I find such rare circumstances as this again? The arising of the Tathagata, faith, the human state itself, the capacity to practice skillful deeds, health and this day, with food and freedom from disaster. In a moment, life breaks its promise. The body is like an object on loan. So we need all these conditions to practice. I mean, you know, the government could just collapse any second. You know, that anything could happen and we won't be able to practice. So we really need to take that on. And even if we are practicing, think about whether we're doing enough. We might do our meditation. We might go to the centre once a week. We do the odd puja. Got a few spiritual friends. And that might be enough. But question whether that really is enough, and question whether you can do a bit more to intensify your meditation practice, to intensify your spiritual friendships, to be more rigorous in your application of the ethical precepts. Just really think about whether you can do a bit more and ask yourself, how can I embody the three jewels more fully? Because everyone can always do more, even the order members. And the third one, is a tendency to avoid commitment. And again, all sorts of age ranges do this, but as young people we might be particularly prone to this, where we think we're onto a really good thing here, but we're always holding something of ourselves back. And whatever stage we're at, maybe we're thinking about asking to become a Mitra, maybe we're waiting to ask for ordination, maybe it's just an aspect of our practice or changing ourselves that we're holding back from. Which is okay as far as it goes. And I'm not saying here that we need to all start making commitments we're not ready to make, because that's very damaging. But what I am saying as well is that we need to recognise too that we'll only get out of the spiritual life what we put in. And to the extent that we hold ourselves back, to that extent we're holding back our own spiritual progression, we're reining ourselves in. Vidanya at our centre often uses an analogy of digging for water. He says, well, you can make loads of little holes, but you'll never really get any water, but you need to just pick a hole and then really go for it. And in a sense, that's what we needed to do with this spiritual life. So I just invite you to ask yourself, am I holding back where I don't need to hold back? If I'm failing to make a commitment, is that because that's just what I need to do, or is that because there's some other thing going on that I need to examine? So I just invite you to do that. And not just for your own sake, because commitment is very infectious, and integration is very inspiring. And when young people come to your centre and they see a committed young Buddhist who's really going for it, well, that might be all they need. You know, they'll see you and they'll think, yeah, the Dharma is applicable to me. As a young person, I can live the Dharma life, and that might, and exemplification will go a long way here. Perhaps all the way, you know, so you never know what effect you're going to have. So yeah, I would really encourage you to go to everything if you can. Be it the introduction courses, be it Sangha nights, be it festival days, just be around the centre to open the door and show people who turn up on the doorstep they've not made a mistake turning up there. So I guess the purpose of the talk is to urge you to this sense of urgency, and I hope that this talk has sort of given you a sense of why that's so important for me and for everybody, particularly as young people, in encouraging the growth of the young part of the movement. It brings energy and motivation to practice. It gets things done, and it really helps us ask the bigger, more important questions about our practice, whether we're really practicing, how we can practice more. And I just want to say as well that if it feels a bit like a tall order, if you're very isolated in your sanghas, don't forget this is an international movement and we're all here. So if you make connections here, keep those connections going, and we'll help each other. You know, we've got internet and phone, and you know, there's a lot of ways we can help each other. And we can help each other to build on what is already a very special movement. And we can help create the conditions for the Bodhicitta to erupt for the benefit of all beings. So what could be better than that? Thanks very much.